Welcome to another...
The official podcast of The Leaky Cauldron.
The Leaky Cauldron.
The Leaky Cauldron.
You hear that, Ern? The Leaky Cauldron.
Just go! You're wasting time!
Welcome to Pottercast, your number one source for news, theories, discussion and interviews with people from the Potter books and films. I know a small amount myself, having written the books. My name is J.K. Rowling. I am now happy to introduce your hosts, Melissa, John and Sue.
And Frank.
Okay, 160, everybody. It is Pottercast number 160. Woo!
Woo!
Welcome.
Hola.
Woo! Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm Melissa. Again, I'm here with John, Sue, and Frack, and we have yet another week of awesomeness here for you. It is like one of... do we have this week or this weekend next week before our tour?
This show, and then... Are we going to record from San Diego, or what are we going to do?
We might as well record from San Diego, but it's not going to be like a live show, I don't think.
Let's just have fun with it. Is there going to be Potter fans around in San Diego, or not really?
We hope.
We should just go do... oh, my gosh! We should do Man on the Street things the entire weekend. And we should actually video them and then put them on YouTube and then pull the audio.
I have this sexy new little high-def handheld camera that I can bring with me.
Perfect. Oh, no. That'll be your job.
The audio sucks.
Well, but still.
Well, we have a little mic. It's only audio-based.
Yeah. Anyway, welcome to Pottercast 160. We have a great show, including our new hit game, Guess That Book.
Yay!
That's a fun game.
I'm so excited to play. Okay, but before we do that, we have to head over and hear from the people who help produce this fine show, and they are at audible.com.
Ooh.
It's the internet's leading provider of spoken word entertainment. You can get a free audiobook download of your choice when you go to audiblepodcast.com/podcast. A whole free audiobook for those trips to the beach. All right, Sue. What's number five on your list this week?
Sue's top news.
Our top news. Well, this is kind of like a kind of news, but it's interesting. The new products are starting to be revealed for when Haplo Prince comes out this fall. And so we saw the San Francisco Music Box Company has put out like 10 new water globes and music boxes. And they're really nice. And they made a nice one of Harry and Hagrid outside Ollivander's. And I got all emotional when I saw that because it's like Ollivander's.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, pretty.
Sounds so big. Ollivander.
You know.
And don't we see something in a calendar?
Yes, we do. We saw the cover of the
Equus.
Equus. John. No.
Please, not yet. the 2009 calendar, the Harry Potter calendar, for first still has been shown, and we saw Harry and Dumbledore in the cave.
Is that on for everybody?
Well, it's like really small. Yeah, it is. It's on omegacalendars.com. It's a public, it's a legitimate calendar, and you can go and you can, and down in the corner, there he is.
John, do you know where you can go so that you won't be surprised by news like this?
LeakyNews.com?
Yeah, I know a great little site.
Nice.
It's called LeakyNews.com.
That's my homepage. Are you kidding me?
Oh, man, if that's your homepage, what's in your bookmarks and how often do you read it?
That's
what
tragic, John. Thank you so
much. I use the internet.
Okay. Leaky net.
Well,
leaky
we have
news,
some
John, not leaky,
leaky
net.
News. But there's something cool next for number four, right, Melissa? I think number four.
I just Google it if I don't remember.
Yeah.
You just Google that.
Sorry. Google it if you can't remember. Okay, no. We have sorry, I haven't done that on the podcast in a while. No. Okay. If you're going to Terminus, and I'm sorry, guys who listen and don't go to conferences, I know that most of you don't go to conferences, but it's important in the fan world, so we do have to talk about it.
If you don't go, you basically should be, so it's kind of your fault.
John.
No, I'm teasing.
Yeah. So we have a dance party on Friday night. It's a LeakyCon dance party sponsored by LeakyCon. So you should be there if you're going to
conference. Yeah,
it's Reggie's Rock, right?
Go to the news item on Leaky. It's on the first or second page, and you can get links to as to where you can buy your tickets because they're going fast.
Yes.
And there's a whole Wizard Rock lineup, and then at night, I mean, Matt from the Whomping Willows will end it out, and then after that, we're going to have a couple of hours where Paul, better known as Harry and the Potter in Year 7, will be DJing. Basically, this is an answer to if you were at Prophecy and we tried to have a dance party, and we hadn't cleared it with the people at the conference beforehand, so they rightly shut us down. At that moment, we thought, okay, whatever conference is next, we need to have a dance party. And so we worked out a way in order to have one, totally legit one. So, yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Pretty much, if you want to get in, you must be wearing a yellow shirt.
What?
Only
John?
People in yellow shirts are allowed to come.
Only what?
You mean a Hufflepuff shirt, John?
Yes, Hufflepuff shirts
you
only.
You opened the door for that one.
Only Hufflepuff shirts.
On a related note, this is not part of our news this week, but it's important to mention, by the time this show comes out, registration for LeakyCon will be open. And you had better go get those. I am telling you, people, get them fast. We have more people than we can have at the conference on the list to be notified as intent to attend. Wow. So if all those people buy tickets, and granted, not all of them will immediately, but, I mean, it might get hairy. Get your ticket immediately. Go to LeakyCon.com. Harry Potter. It might get Harry Potter in there. Okay.
Oh, I want to make a cool graphic that has, like a cauldron, and then it says, like, register for LeakyCon now, and then, like, the cauldron will fill up to the top, like, by how many registrations we have.
Please do that.
Like, it could totally just pull the number of registrations we have, like, every time you load Leaky, and then fill up the cauldron with people, and then it'd be crazy.
Do you have time to do that? Could you do that, please?
That would be cool.
What?
She's like, what?
You shouldn't volunteer for these things, John. Publicly.
He knows, though, because it's going to be sold out, like, within, like, a few hours, I predict.
Right.
I predict.
He won't have to do it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go that far. I'm going to say it'll take us a week. But I really honestly think this is going to go fast. So, because the reaction we've been getting has been ridiculous. The girls are planning such a fun weekend. You just can't. I can't wait.
Great. So, can I shoot down a rumor, though? Alan Rickman, at this point, is not coming to LeakyCon. Just saying.
Wait, so I'm sorry, could you say that again?
Alan Rickman is not coming to LeakyCon, although we'd like him
to. Yeah, no, what? Is this a rumor?
Alan Rickman?
Yes, I got an email for a very irate and demanding listener wanted to know, is Alan Rickman coming to LeakyCon? We heard this rumor.
Now, here's the thing, is that Alan Rickman, he is coming to LeakyCon, and he will be in costume, but the costume will be altered, so he'll look like he's a 40-year-old woman, but he really actually will be Alan Rickman,
CG,
but you have to figure out which one it is.
I, you know, maybe so. I don't want to give it away.
Incorrect.
I mean, it's so funny.
We are planning on some awesome guests if they all say yes. So, yeah. Do it. Get your ticket now. And I really hope I'm not saying this too late for you to get a ticket. That would suck. But,
yeah.
Anyway.
They'll get their tickets.
All right, John. Well, now we can
talk
about your boy Equus and Dan. Your boy Dan.
He is my boy. Everybody knows this.
That's right. Mr. Radcliffe, in the preparations as Equus is about to begin, is going to be opening in a few months on Broadway. And he is doing a live talk on August 19th called From Screen to Broadway Stage.
I am going. I have a ticket.
You are one of the lucky few because the instant that came out, it sold out with like in a few hours. Poof! Gone.
Wow. That's
going to
be fun.
Yeah.
Well, how does that even work? I don't get it. Is it going to be like a show or just
like a
chat?
Yeah, it's like a show.
Yeah.
It's like he sits on a stage and there's questions and an audience.
Is he closed?
John.
Yeah. John.
Don't justify it with an answer, Sue.
I mean.
Don't justify it with an answer.
You know, but I think that's really, you know, just shows that he's becoming more willing to just sit and talk and open. I mean, because it's, you know, I mean, they won't say, okay, you can't talk about this stuff. It's just you come sit down, you have a talk about theater and you know, I mean, it'll be nice to hear him speak a little bit more in person. You know, about his role.
Yeah, it'll be lovely. It'll be great.
That's very cool. Do they like quantify Broadway as being a bigger deal than West End? Is it really?
Yeah, it is. It is a bigger
deal.
I mean, it used to be either different or generally Broadway is considered a bigger deal than the West End. But it's these days it's just, it's like a different scene. It's a different kind of theater. It's a different cultural landscape.
Right.
So I don't know that one is better than the other, but I do think still in an actor's heart of hearts, they aspire higher to Broadway than to the West End. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just a New Yorker.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, that's true, but we're not disparaging, obviously, London Theater, because obviously, you know, Mr. Shakespeare it's extraordinary.
Well, Shakespeare,
Well, but I'm just saying they have
Shakespeare just wanted to be in New York.
You think?
He was only there because, you know, New York. wasn't as accommodating back then.
Of course.
It's just their acting, you know, yeah. I mean, you just have that image in your mind. I mean, you think of, like, the great stage actors like Ian McKellen right now, yeah. or, you know, Olivier in theater in London. You just, I didn't just say, but then when you come to Broadway now, it's just, because we're younger country, I mean, it's just a different, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
That's what I thought, because it's complicated now, because so many of the big shows that originated in New York are now playing in London, too.
That's like, true. It's very true.
You know, your Wicked's and,
it's very true.
What else? Mamma Mia's out there, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a back and forth relationship.
Oh, yeah.
We get a lot of the big imports in the late 80s and the early 90s came from London, like Les Mis and Phantom. You know, all those big scale British musicals. And then we kind of settled in, and now I think in the US we're doing a lot of recycling of movies and musicals based on bands, and that stuff is exporting over to
Legally Blonde, the musical. Give me a break.
I've been watching the MTV show, and it is. I have heard, first of all, this musical is fabulous, and I'm definitely going to go see it soon. And I've been watching. They've been trying to replace her, and the music is really good. They say it's just fun.
Well, I mean, look at the movie. It was a fun, lighthearted movie. So like, it translates to musical well. You know, like. I think it'd be a good. I don't know.
Is there a Bend and Snap song?
It better be.
Come on.
That was a good movie. It was a very good movie.
It was
movie.
A cute movie. It had a nice little message to it.
Yeah, it stuck to its message, and Reese Witherspoon was awesome. Why are we talking about this?
I don't know. What the hell?
I don't know. This is number two now. And we kind of talked about this last week, but I just really want to make sure that everyone knew, because we've gotten a lot of emails about it. All platforms are for the Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince video game are now available for pre-order. And we're starting to see new stills. They just had I don't know what you call it, like a press screening for some of the game websites, and everybody's playing with the Wii and that kind of thing. So it's coming. You know, you play the demo on the game, the Wii game, the version of the
They already have demos of it?
Yeah.
Ready to be played?
Yeah. Yeah. So you can do potions.
I think I just see what they do.
Is it more like the first four games where there's a set path you have to take, or is it more of a wandering game like the fifth, you know?
It's very much there's a definite path, but you are allowed much more freedom in this game. You're
like
allowed to go, and you can spend... Yeah, exactly like the fifth one, but I guess there's even a lot more latitude in this game that you can just go and hang out in Hagrid's hut and just, you know, whatever you want.
See, I liked the fifth movie game, but it got a little repetitive at times, and I couldn't really... Like, for instance, I wasn't really a gamer. Then I got one of these intense, like, one of those ones that's highest rated. It's called Oblivion. It's crazy. And I didn't realize the extent to which video games could really go.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that they make one, that they take like 3 years after the movies are done and really create one overarching Harry Potter video game that is all of it. It's all seven, and it's literally to the extent that some of these other games have gone, where every time there's an object, you can interact with it, and you have all the phone in your inventory, you choose what to use, and you aren't led around by the hand by any character, but you are just basically thrown into the world, and you have to, you know, you have
there's
to...
There's Final Fantasy quest. Games.
Yeah.
You'd be playing them forever.
I think it'd be awesome if they had sort of, like what you guys mentioned last week, the World of Warcraft type Harry Potter.
Yeah, I want that.
I want to help make that
anything
game.
Else. Yeah, totally.
I know that the EA holds the rights, but this is my wish, is that they would do the Lego trilogy of their, or not trilogy, but the septet or whatever it's called.
Because it's so popular.
I actually have heard, that the Lego video games are pretty fabulous. I haven't read them.
Oh, I have them all, Melissa. I have the Star Wars.
Do they really?
I love it. I mean, the Indiana Jones ones are fabulous. I mean, the Star Wars one, I play it, my son and I, and I'm like, sometimes I play it when he's not around because I just love it. Because you can just go and you explode the little bricks and you collect the little things. But you can play, because I love the Ewoks, and so you go.
Can you punch the Ewoks?
You don't punch them. They're like the little house elves of the
well,
Star
you
Wars.
You don't.
Oh, no.
They're just
you
lovely.
Don't, but,
oh, no.
But is it possible
can
to
you?
Punch them?
No. I guess if you want to be Darth Vader, you can. So they're going to write that special for you, John, I suppose. But you know.
I don't know about that game.
Is Darth Vader a Slytherin?
Oh, totally, he is.
Yeah.
Do you think there's any doubt?
Is Darth Vader a Slytherin? I mean, let's sort him and drive all our readers insane. All our listeners insane.
Yes, canon conundrum, Darth Vader. Let's sort him.
Terrible.
That would be fun.
Can I just say,
one canon conundrums to get a bunch of different fictional characters from other genres and just real quick, bullet point, sort them. Like, you know what I mean? Like, different characters from...
Real quick.
It'd be fun. I don't know, but I like that kind of stuff, so I know I'm a little biased.
Gunther's a Hufflepuff.
Gunther's a Hufflepuff?
He's such a Hufflepuff.
He's a passive aggressive.
Okay, can we move on?
Yes. Okay, yes, this is the big one, and this is the one that's just driving all of us crazy. As of this recording, we still do not have the Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince trailer.
No.
Oh, we've heard so many rumors. I mean, I just want to scream, but okay.
There's so much contradicting information out there, Sue. Can you give, like an update on what exactly is happening here?
Yes. A few weeks ago, we heard something that there was going to be a teaser trailer with the IMAX showing only of The Dark Knight, the new Batman movie. Well, what is actually showing in front of The Dark Knight on IMAX theaters only is a 15-second... a logo. It's not even trailer. It's the logo, Harry Potter and Half-Blood Prince logo.
What?
With a little bit of music, and it says, coming this fall in IMAX with some scenes in 3D. That's it. That's not a trailer, people.
And I bet you it'll be like one character saying, you know,
yeah,
whatever, I'm safe with you, Harry. You know, something like that.
Yeah, we're like Dumbledore. I mean, it's not a trailer. It's just... It's ridiculous, you know. I mean, that's that trailer. That's rumor number one. Now, rumor number two is that we've heard from several sources said that Warner Brothers Mexico told them that a teaser trailer is going to be due attached to the Mummy movie, which opens August 1st.
Hmm.
Okay.
That contradicts what TLC has been told by multiple sources who say that no, WB is dropping the teaser altogether and they're going to run a full trailer with Star Wars, The Clone Wars when that opens on August 15th. But to add to the confusion, okay, Warner Brothers Brazil apparently told one single fan site that a teaser is due with the Star Wars movie, and it's a teaser, and it's not a full trailer.
Hmm. Maybe teaser and trailer in the Spanish translation just got mixed up.
That could be. Very possible. Yeah, I don't know. I find it hard to believe that they would want to attach that to the Mummy, but that could be me. I don't know. What do you guys think?
My brain hurts.
I don't know. I honestly think at this point they should just have it go to the internet.
Viral.
The fans who are waiting for it really just want to see it on the net. And put it in front of whatever movie you want. Just make sure it gets to the net, you know?
Yeah. It would have been ideal for Batman, I'm sorry. It's Warner Brothers. It's a big blockbuster that they're making on this summer.
But they're doing so... I mean, the reviews are... like fawning, ludicrous on Batman reviews.
I'm gonna go see it.
Awesome!
So I'm excited.
Yeah, I think too that there was a bunch of new trailers already, like new promo from different movies too. That maybe that's why Warner Brothers didn't want to get lost in the shuffle or something. I don't know.
I don't know if it could get. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I just want to see it.
I know. I
know. Frankie's angry voice.
Everyone's so. You know, I mean, but although if any pass is indication of what they'll do this time, that they do put it out like a few days on the net before they put it before a movie. So maybe next week we'll hear something if it's the Mummy August 1st thing is true. I don't know why Mexico would know about what we're getting here in the United States first, but you know, hey, there you go.
Maybe they have magic.
You think they have Spanish magic?
Mexican magic, Spanish magic.
Well, so that news item is a trailer may or may not be coming one day, and a teaser may or may not be coming in front of the Mummy, and then when the Star Wars Clone Wars happens, we may or may not be getting a teaser or a trailer. It's clear as day.
Exactly right. You need us for those keeping scorecards at home.
We need to
use
our inner eye to uncloud.
All right, so I think that is it for the news this week. Mm-hmm. Let me just say thank you guys for continuing to fill out the PCSurvey.html. LeakyNews.com/PCSurvey.html. Honestly, people think, you don't like it when people criticize you, but honestly, when people are not mean and they give constructive criticism, it's some of the most helpful things we ever get. And you guys have been really, like really nice, but saying, like, I love you guys, but here's what I would improve.
Very
here's my
helpful.
Idea. And that's awesome. There's nothing ever, ever wrong with that. It's the people who are mean that we just ignore. So, so thank you for that. It's been like a week. In the first week, we got like 2,000 responses, which is crazy.
Yes.
It's way more than we got the first time that we did a survey. So keep doing it, because the more of you sign up, the more of you will get emails when we are in your town. Right?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello.
Especially if we're coming to your city, definitely.
Yeah, let's talk tour for a second. Okay, July 29th in Boston. We are still looking for a venue. We have a couple of leads. If you have anything, tour@podcast.com. July 30th in Providence, we're set. July 31st in New York, we're still looking for a venue, tour@podcast.com. New Jersey or Philly, one or two of the other day, or maybe two in New Jersey, we're not sure. We're still finalizing details of that. Tour@podcast.com if you have a thing. August 3rd, Pittsburgh, we're set. August 4th, Detroit, we're set. So we're going to put up a page with all these dates on podcast.com and on leakynews.com. So keep an eye there. And you will also, if you sign up on our survey at leakynews.com/pcserver.html and you let us know what state you're in, we'll send you a message when we're near your town so that you know that we're coming.
Right. And we'll put the locations right because people are starting to ask, well, if you have a location, what is it? So we're going to put all that up.
Right. Where
soon.
Is it?
Yeah. Yep. 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 Great. Cool
awesome.
Beans.
Awesome.
Yay!
Sounds like a plan. All
right, we're going to do some games.
Because I was screaming like a lunatic at my screen last week.
That's not good.
No, I got it wrong.
I was so mad.
I got the right chapter.
I was like, nobody corrected you. You said that the other minister was from, you just, with such confidence, from Book 7.
Well,
I was like,
it wasn't with confidence.
My
it
heart
was
broke.
With blasé passiveness. I just didn't think about it. So I was like, from Book 7.
I got such an annoyed text message from Joe about that episode, how none of us knew her books well enough to figure that out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She was ticked. She's like, I was going to come on next month, but now you've just convinced me otherwise.
You guys should have corrected me.
Alrighty,
people. I'm new. I need to get my ropes.
Then let's go.
That's what it is. No, you're in the intro now,
that's
Frank.
Right.
And back.
You're not new.
Oh, yes.
And back.
All right, so let's go do that, people. Let's go on. Bye-bye.
See you over there.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the leading provider in spoken word entertainment. Audible has 35,000 titles to choose from to be downloaded and played back anywhere, just like Pottercast. Log on to www.audible.com/Pottercast to win a free audiobook download of your choice when you sign up today. Again, go to www.audible.com/podcast for your free audiobook.
And welcome to Guess That Book, where we're with you with Frank, Melissa, and John.
Very nice. Nicely done.
Stupendous!
I got nervous to name myself first. Anywho.
Okay.
Who are we calling first?
Okay, well, it's that time again. Let's find some callers.
Explain the game.
Before we call anybody, can I say something?
What?
I listened to this on the show last week, and I was like, I talked about this in the opening, right? But I was screaming like a lunatic at my screen. I can just imagine how everybody else feels. So, I want to play. I get to play, right?
Yes, we both get to play, and John has to suffer through the cool part.
Yes. How about Frack and we play?
We
play against each other.
Me and you?
Yeah, whoever answers first.
Okay.
Want to do that before we call anybody?
What's that?
Want to do that before we call anybody?
Okay. Let me find one.
He's going to find, like, the hardest one. It's going to be like, Hermione said.
I don't have a whole lot here. Ready?
Yep.
Bungie the Budgie has found a novel way of keeping cool this summer. Bungie, who lives at the Five Feathers in Barnsley, has learnt to water ski.
That's book five. Chapter one of book five.
I didn't hear it. Someone yelled in the middle.
Sorry.
No talking during the clip.
Do we have to wait for the entire clip to be done?
Yeah, so the audience can hear the clip.
Oh, okay, sure.
Sad.
I was excited.
Congratulations.
Well, you're too good. We only have like 7 of these.
I wouldn't have
gotten that one. Alright, do one more and then we'll call people.
Okay. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
It was time to guess that clip. Book. Whatever.
It won't matter that he can't say anything either, because apparently you can't once the fungus has spread to your uvula.
Why? No, I don't know this one. Uvula.
That's book seven, when they're talking about the
the spattergroid, not the spattergroid.
Yay!
The
congratulations.
That's awesome. That's when they're talking about, not what's it called?
with Splattergoid 2, but it's the one with the bronze fake disease, whatever.
Yeah.
Like the ghoul.
No, yeah. It's Splattergoid, right?
Yeah, you got it right.
Yeah,
Splattergoid.
Splattergoid?
Hmm. Poltergeist.
Spitterpolt.
Something or other.
Spiddly Packy. All right, are we calling people?
Yes, let's try calling people.
Okay.
We are still building our Guess That Book clip library. By tour, it will no doubt be massive.
Oh, I can't wait. Are we going to play them on tour? We have to, like, have an input.
Oh, yeah. That'll be fine.
Yeah, we'll have to play them, and then there might be special prizes.
Ooh,
for
yeah.
those who win.
Special drawings.
But we won't talk about it we're on tour.
Okay, let's get our first caller in here.
Who are you calling?
I'm not sure. Whoever this person is.
Hello?
Hey, it's Pottercast. Who are we speaking with?
It's Pottercast.
You're Pottercast too? That's so cool.
Pottercast. What? Who is this?
Who is this?
This is Pottercast.
Maybe your child listens to Pottercast.
Does your child listen to Pottercast, maybe?
Yes, he does.
Ah, okay.
I swear we're not weird.
No, it's okay. He signed up to play a game with us, and so we're going to see if he wants to play.
What kind of game?
We play a clip from one of the books, and he has to guess what book it is.
Okay, hold on just a second.
How old is this kid? If he's like 5, okay. No wonder she's all like, what kind of game?
What kind of game are you playing? Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Who is this?
Aaron.
Hi, Aaron. This is Pottercast. We're playing Guess That Book. How you doing?
Where are you calling from, Aaron?
I'm California.
Well, we're going to play a clip from one of the 7 Harry Potter books, and you have to tell us which one it is. Are you ready to play?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Here's your clip.
Harry was suddenly on his feet. Rage, such as he had not felt since his last night in Privet Drive, was coursing through him.
Guess that book. Yes, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Can you remember when in the book and what was going on?
I think it was after he blew up Aunt March.
This is tough because this is what I thought it was too, but it says on my little thing here that it was chapter 14, which would have been far past that.
What was happening then? Do we know? I'm going to look it up. Hang on a second. We need the answer to this.
Sorry, Aaron, but you did guess that book, so you win the prize of Sounding Smart on Pottercast.
Congratulations.
Yay!
It was at Snape. They were mad. He was mad at Snape.
And they were mad at Snape. Don't
you
feel better now?
Say bye.
Thank you, Aaron, for playing.
Thanks for playing, Aaron. You guessed that book.
Yay. Yay.
Next.
I'm going to wake up my whole apartment.
Call the next person. Funny. Let's go. I didn't know
another one.
Where that was from. That was interesting.
Ready?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Pottercast. Who are we speaking with?
This is brother of Frack.
Excellent.
Whoa.
Hey, it's my brother. Little brother. We're playing Guess That Book.
Oh, boy.
So we're gonna play a clip of the audiobook and have to guess which book it's from.
Okay, let's get going.
Okay, play the clip.
Good.
The flagstones of the deserted entrance hall were stained with blood. Emeralds were still scattered all over the floor, along with pieces of marble and splintered wood.
Which book?
Azkaban? Third book?
No.
Guess what's book 3? No. What do we think, Peanut Gallery?
Book 6.
I thought it was book 7.
No, book 7 is the winner.
Why is it book 7? Isn't book 6 the one?
Isn't book 7 chapter 3?
Oh.
No, chapter 33.
Chapter 3. I thought
chapter
book 6.
Chapter 33.
I thought book six was the one where all the stuff falls out of the time. Oh, that's only the rubies. I'm going crazy. Okay. Bye. Thanks for playing.
I love the Fracky family. Let's find the next caller here. 1 second.
Hello?
Hi, Hello. This is Pottercast calling live. Who are we speaking with, please?
How are you guys?
It's seriously we're recording right now, Mom.
Oh, gee, thanks.
Everybody say happy birthday to my mama.
Happy birthday.
Oh, how nice you guys are. But then again, I always said you're the best.
I've never met you yet.
I'm sure she's heard plenty of stories.
Who is that?
That's Frack.
Frankie. Frack.
Hi, Frack. How are you? Beautiful work you do, Frack.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Well, we're playing a game on Pottercast where we have to play you a clip of one of the books, and you have to tell us which book it is.
Oh, you got the right one, John. So, right, Melissa, can you help Mommy out?
I can help you out, Mommy.
Okay, a little nepotism never hurt.
This one might be easy, or it might not. You ready?
Okay, go for it.
Stan remembered that Harry had paid for hot chocolate, but poured it all over Harry's pillow when the bus moved abruptly from Anglesey to Aberdeen.
Okay, Mom, which Harry Potter book has the bus?
I just know Jim Dale.
Well, that's right. That's Jim Dale.
Do I get a point for that?
Yes, you do.
We'll give you a point for that, sure thing.
Congratulations.
Which of the movies has a bus?
The fourth one.
Almost.
Well, the third or the fifth?
The third, you're right.
Yay! You have guessed that book. Congratulations.
Your performance was inspiring.
Now I got 2 points. I get a point for Jim Dale, don't forget.
You do. I will add that in the tally, which makes you
the winner.
Sounding smart on Pottercast. So congratulations!
Congratulations!
All right,
Thank you so much, John.
And a happy birthday!
Thank you
happy
so much.
Happy birthday!
Is it your actual birthday?
Thank you. It's been a very happy birthday.
Yep.
And we'll send Melissa over there soon.
Thank you. That'll be my best birthday present.
Aww, she's so cute.
See you guys later.
Bye, Mom.
Thanks for embarrassing me.
Now we need to call someone from your family, John.
Everybody in my family is sleeping.
Oh, that's right.
I have a number here for somebody who wants to play.
Hello?
Hi, it's Pottercast. Who are we speaking with?
Courtney, hi.
Hey, hi, Courtney, we're playing Guess That Book.
Nice, cool.
Hey, Courtney, we're playing Guess That Book. Do you know how to play?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to play a clip. Tell us which book it is. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
He failed to hear the prophecy. You know as well as I that he does not forgive easily.
All right, what book was that?
I know.
Let me see. Would it be The Half-Blood Prince?
Ding, ding, ding.
That's what I think it is.
No, it's... John?
I have book 6, chapter 2.
Oh, that's Snape, that's right. Good going.
Congratulations.
Yay!
Very nice work. You guessed that book.
You are now smart on Pottercast.
Yay.
Congratulations.
Thank you for playing.
Thanks, Courtney.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
Thank you, Courtney.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, I think that's it. I think that's our quota this week.
That might be the end of the time when we play Guess That Book.
If you want to be on Guess That Book, you need to send us How to Get You at staff@pottercast.com. A number, a Skype address, times that are good, all that kind of thing.
All that's important. And don't screen your calls.
And make sure that your mom knows that we might call you.
If you're emailing and you're giving us your home phone number, and it's possible that somebody else might pick up, let us know that too, because that's kind of funny.
All right. See you guys later.
That's the end.
It's the drum. End of the show as we know it.
You're going to do that every week, aren't you?
Yeah.
I did that already, didn't I?
That was the best podcast 160 we ever did.
I was going to do it this week.
Aw. Damn, I'm so upset that I stopped you. John, we have to clean up your mouth on this show.
What'd I do?
A lot of people have been writing in saying that they stopped allowing their children to listen because of your innuendo jokes.
Aw. Mm-hmm. What innuendos?
John.
You know exactly what I'm talking about, John. You know exactly what...
His feigned innocence,
innocence. It's...
Yeah, you're stopping little girls and boys from listening to podcasts.
No!
You.
That was our key demographic.
It was. No, you know, our demographics have changed slightly, actually.
Yeah.
We did a little chart thing, and we used to be like 70% 18 to 44, and now I think it's 60% 18 to 44, and... That other 10% kind of went to the under 18.
Wow.
Nice.
So, we got younger.
There you go. Well, we got Freck on the show.
That's clearly.
Yeah.
We got what?
We got you on the show.
What is that supposed to mean? I appeal to simple minds of the youth?
No, younger minds. Younger, you're hipper, cooler. I don't know. Who knows?
Do you want some other stuff?
Surely.
Yes.
Let's do state. You got most people from California.
We're good.
Then New York.
Yeah.
And then Illinois, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania. That's like our tour right there.
Yeah.
It's like we're running for president. Texas and Florida, Massachusetts, strangely, is very high, which makes me laugh. Yeah, and then, you know, Virginia, Washington, New Jersey, North Carolina. Our lowest state, unsurprisingly, or maybe surprisingly, is Arkansas.
Oh.
Oh my gosh. Even more listeners in Hawaii than Arkansas.
I just thought of how funny it would be, like, if we did, like, a mock election podcast running against MuggleCast, and we had to
tour
all these states.
No, what are you talking about?
It would be so funny. Just be, like, red states and blue states. What color would we be?
Are we trying to encourage this metaphor? Like, seriously?
No, please, no.
The fans will take this and run.
For some reason, I think purple and green is
anyway.
So funny.
Yeah. About a quarter of our listeners seem to come from outside the U.S.
Yay, yeah. UK. Yay. We got a lot of UK rep. I like that. That's
pretty. A quarter of listeners? Not bad.
Yeah. I think about a quarter. And I've got a little...
It was pretty much just, you know, United States, Canada, England, Australia, and other, right?
John, really not funny at all.
Oh. Thank you for sticking up for us other countries. We're not
anyway,
other
it
countries.
It goes United States, United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, Germany, Norway, Ireland, Sweden, then down the list.
Germany, Italy, nice.
Italy's number 25th.
Aw.
Hey, speaking of Germany, guess what?
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 They're translating my book into German.
Ooh.
Sweet. No, it's Wunderbar! Wunderbar! Sehr gut! Sehr gut!
It's so strange! Yay. German, I think it's awesome. It's amazing, but it just makes me chuckle. But I guess now looking at this map, this list, it makes perfect sense that the first foreign translation is Germany. That's funny. I never saw it like that before.
But Melissa, do you think that the France one will be coming anytime soon after the way we've like attempted to do our French translation?
I think I probably shot that right in the foot with those French
I got an email today, just before we started recording, about some girl, she, like, in her sixth year of French, nice as can be, was telling me, she's like, I don't want to come off rude, but you said it really wrong, and she told me how to say it proper, and I'm like, oh... cool. And it was just out of the blue. It was kind of fun.
See, you gotta do what I do, Frankie. Admit to being really bad at it, and then nobody would be like, by the way, you know?
Yeah, because I thought I did. Aww,
that's just kind of like how I do podcasts. I admit to being really bad at canon, and then things that I actually know sound like brilliant gems.
It's called lowering expectations. Certain politicians do it very well.
Can I say this?
Was that Saturday Night Live?
I think so.
Mad TV.
We did not get...
No,
when John was talking about the other countries, Scotland, I was worried last week after we kind of might have offended the people of Scotland with our haggis dog.
Oh,
God.
No, I don't want to hear it. Go ahead, I'm sorry. Keep going.
I promise there's good haggis.
No, go ahead. Keep going.
Poor Melissa.
I'm sorry. I stand firm.
I wasn't there
because everybody
in the intro
was like,
last week, but I'm right there with you.
No, there's haggis, okay? So everybody's like, well, Melissa, how do you put down Scotland? There's good haggis. How do you know? It doesn't come in a sheep intestine anymore. There's good food. And then get this. They say this to me. I am a Sicilian person who lives in the heart of New York City. They tell me, but there's great pizza in Scotland.
What?
In Scotland. No. You can't say that to me. You can't. Mm. Yeah, I will make a bet. You send me the name of the best pizza in Scotland. Next time I go to Scotland, I will have it. And I will be honest with you, if it is better, or if it comes close to being better than the pizza
well,
I regularly get here.
Are they saying better, though? I don't think they were saying better.
Well, you can't say great pizza and have it not come close.
Mm. You know? Oh, that's so funny.
And then somebody said, well, you know, it doesn't come in a sheep's stomach anymore, to which I say, oh, ho, ho, you should watch the Travel Channel. I watched them do it.
Oh, ho, ho!
I think I'm going to make
Santa
all
Claus
of us haggis on tour.
Oh, you are so not going to make. I refuse.
We're
going to
find
that.
Somebody's house no. that we're going to be sleeping at, and they're going to volunteer their kitchen for our haggis experiment.
I'm not going to eat
no.
it. You can't make
no.
me.
No.
No. No.
This is terrible, because now people are going to bring haggis to the shows. I'm going to put them on.
Mm. Yeah. Put haggis in water balloons and throw them at
me.
No!
Why would you say that? That's disgusting.
Oh, cool. That's just beyond disgusting.
You don't need a water balloon. You just use the intestine line or the stomach line.
I know. I don't need the water balloon.
You know.
Oh. Not okay.
I'm going to lop it at you.
It'd be like the old Nickelodeon cartoons. TV shows where they would slime the people.
You can't
do that on television.
Dump haggis on people.
Look, I am sure there are places with good food in all these places.
Absolutely.
But the traditional food of the country is haggis. And I'm sorry. I'm not on that boat ever.
I want to, like, make a haggis imitation with, like, good meats. And, like, that'd be yummy. Like, ground beef and ground pork and maybe some bacon.
But then it's not haggis.
Like,
it's
that's
just
like a meat lover's pizza.
We can pretend it's haggis and put it in something that looks like haggis and it'll be fun.
Okay, then just put it in, like, a big meat lover's calzone and pretend it's in the stomach.
Yeah, or, you know, you can get, like, the sausage casings and stuff.
That's okay.
You know, I love cheese, but slaughtering your, you know, just slop, you know, covering it. Encasing haggis with cheese is not going to cover up the fact that it's still a
about
gross
cheese?
Thing from a stomach of, you know, I'm just not going to do that. No. Yuck. Mm. No.
Mm. You're more haggis for me, I guess.
Yes, yes. You can have all the haggis, John.
I love
you. What about a haggis burrito?
Haggis burrito?
Mm.
That's disgusting.
Oh, I'm going to be sick. I'm going to be sick now. I have to leave so that I can go be sick.
Is there anything else we need to
yes,
talk about, or are we
yes,
good?
Yes, I think when we're at, I'm sorry, go ahead, Sue.
I want to remind everyone, Comic-Con, we will be there. And,
oh, yeah.
Our panel is at 10:30 a.m. Thanks very much to Eric Bowling for getting Harry Potter represented at Comic-Con, and this will be a great panel, and I'm excited, and we'll see you there. Right, Melissa?
Yep, it's gonna be, and, you know, I hope you have your tickets. It's sold out. It's done. It's gone. So if you are going to Comic-Con, we will see you there. Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know who will be in the area?
Who?
Is one Robert Patterson.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? You know what else we have to talk about quickly?
Mm-hmm.
I hope that all of you have gone to drhorrible.com by the time the show comes out. Hopefully it's in time. If not, you have to go to iTunes and watch Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog.
Yes.
Basically, Joss Whedon and his two brothers decided during the writer's strike that they wanted to prove that you didn't need big companies in order to make something great. You just needed good writing. And they created a musical about a goober supervillain starring Neil Patrick Harris. And they film it on clearly, like, unused backlot sets with a van and an iPhone and a doctor's coat. Like, that's it. And it is one of the funniest things you ever saw in your life. And then there's a shot of Dr. Horrible sitting in his chair, in his big oversized evil chair, and on his shelf, yes, two copies of Deathly Hallows.
Nice.
So Dr. Horrible is a Harry Potter fan. But you have to go watch it. Go watch it. Go watch it now. It's awesome. Sorry.
Finish the show first.
Yeah, okay. Don't.
Well, then watch
you know,
it.
Let's wait till the end of the show and then go watch it.
No, go watch it now. We're clearly talking about haggis. You should really leave.
That's a good point. Mm-hmm. I'm with Melissa. Go now while you can.
All right. Well, if that's the end.
Yeah.
The
Do
end?
We have our book toilet? Melissa, any more teases about your book? Any hint?
Oh, thank you for the spoiler.
Yay, I can think of more.
I saw, and I was like shaking my head. And then it really was a kind of little non-really spoiler.
Yeah, I'm good at this.
I like how you're surprised that I was ever a fangirl.
Oh, of course.
I was a uber fangirl. Am still, but more so then.
No.
Teases, let me think. Oh god, I haven't really.
How about the time where we hassle Hot Cheryl?
Oh, we did hassle Hot Cheryl in the book.
I'm actually
I just was reading today the chapter with the interview, the first interview with J.K. Rowling, the one in 2005, because yesterday was the 3-year anniversary of that interview.
Mm.
And yeah, so the proofs came. It came in a layout, the book, finally. And
fun.
Yeah, that was a crazy, crazy, crazy
Wait,
moment.
That one came out when the 6th book came out, yes?
Yeah.
Wow.
July 16th, 2005. So a year ago yesterday, we were sitting in her office laughing about many things and inciting the biggest ship war of all time. It's great. That's all
there. Yeah. Awesome.
That's so cool. So, like, she did that interview for Half-Blood Prince, and then what did she do for Deathly Hallows? I forget.
She did the all-night signing. Yeah. With 2,000 kids. And
no, but what did she do any interviews after Deathly Hallows for the fans?
not one like that. She did. Oh, well, she did the chat.
Come on, she did Pottercast.
Oh. Come on,
I knew you were evading, but I'm like, what is he going to get us to say?
It was 5 months later. I don't think of it as a Deathly Hallows interview. I think she just, you know, I don't think of it as a Deathly Hallows interview, but she did a Pottercast. Oh. I should check and see how many people have downloaded that show at this point.
I know. I want to do more interviews.
Me too.
I want to call up Mr. Hammer, see what he's up to.
Oh, that's the thing I had to say about Dr. How could I forget about Dr. Horrible? His nemesis is named Captain Hammer. Captain Hammer, and he's a big beefcake, and he wears a hammer on his chest.
No.
I swear, Sue, if you haven't watched it, you need to go
I do, I'm not.
Right now.
Does he have a hard time talking into the microphone?
What?
nobody was at the trial, so no
one
knows the joke.
I assumed it
joke.
Was something about the trial.
You don't remember how he would always walk away from the podium, and there'd be like, stay near the microphone, Mr. Hammer.
That's right. That's right, dude. Well, because we could hear, because we were near him, but the judge was far, so the judge would have to ask.
Yeah.
Okay,
the judge was also really old.
All right.
Anyway.
Enough.
Fun, random, crazy crap show this was.
All right,
I guess
see?
Until next time, guys and gals, keep it twiddling those
dials.
The
next password will be Comic-Con.
Keep each other safe.
Keep faith. Good night.
Good night.
We've missed it.
Dobby is free.
I confess myself disappointed.
Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to bed.
Great Scott, no wonder. Look at the time. We've been here nearly 4 hours. Spooky how the time flies when one's having fun.
This week's podcast was produced by the Podcast Trio and Steve Bonnet. Thanks to our Scribby 5 team, Aaron and Nina, and thanks, as always, to our awesome transcription elves for transcribing this and all our other episodes on Pottercast.com. For more information about the show and how to contact us and be a part of future episodes, visit Pottercast.com.
To hear instructions in English, press 1. What? If you don't have a touch-tone phone, please stay on the line to leave a voice message.
Para escuchar las instrucciones en español, marque el 2.
Marque el 2.
Next.